allowed me once more again to stand in this holy place. To the deacons, to these visitors, I have a friend that I met, Brother Michael Bryan and his wife. Would you stand, Michael? Reverend Michael Bryan and his wife from Florida.
Amen.
You stand. Very good friend of mine. Good man of God. I would like also, is there anybody in the Whitmore family that come this morning? Is there anybody? There's two. I want to say this. Brother Anthony did something yesterday. I spoke very briefly with his family. He brought them together in fellowship. And with a thing I haven't seen, we wait to have funerals together, but he brought them all together. I saw young people. I saw babies. I saw middle-aged folk. I saw people around my age. Brought them together in fellowship, and they were having a good time. You know, that's what church is all about.
Man,
you know?
Man.
It's not about a lot of sadness and about trouble and tribulation. It's not about that. It's about fellowship of kindred hearts, you know. I want to tell the church, I ain't mad at nobody. I'm trying to love everybody as many people as I can, you know. I'm too close to heaven right now to turn around. Can I get a witness this morning?
Right.
And I thank God for my loving wife that's been standing by me for 62 years. I don't think I have any children in the congregation today. I don't think I do, but they have been right with me, and I thank God for this journey. And God has not brought me this far to leave me. So I have a message this morning that God has given me to speak to you this morning. It's from the Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 14th chapter. And if you don't mind standing, it's not only the screen now. You have to use your Bible this morning. 22, 27, and 33. But I want to read the key verse, and then you can take your seat. If you're looking, say, I'm looking. When you find it, say, I found it.
I found it.
The Bible says, when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it's a ghost. And they cried out for fear. I want to speak to you for a little while on the subject of mistaken identity. And the real deal. Now you be hearing me talking about the real deal. You may take your seats in the household.
The real
deal.
The real deal. Let's go.
In my life, I have been around a lot of not people, not real deal folk, not real deal ideologies and all that. But this is the real deal I'm talking about this morning. You know, the commercials talk about a car shield, say car shields go forth. It's trying to emphasize, trying to sell insurance. Say it's a real deal. But you know, God's love and his mercy go farther than that. It started from the beginning. And it will go to when we get to heaven. So it is the real deal, church, this morning. And so, you know, in our life, we'll see a lot of things that look like the same, but it's not the same thing. You know, a mistaken identity. It's a visionary imagination. Someone or something that looks like the nature or character with absolute realness, but constitutes a false reality of the real deal. Or when someone incorrectly thinks they have found or recognized a certain person. A case in point, there are many in prison who look like somebody else. You know, there's people in prison today that somebody say, well, he looked like the person. Uh-huh. and go through the court system, and they find them guilty. And sometimes they stay in prison for 30 and 40 years and have not committed a crime that they have, that they say they have done. And so, you know, we know that's a lie, you know. You know, the psalmist says, the writer said, life is but an empty dream, for the soul is dead to something. Things are not as they seem. Yeah. It started in the garden, church. In Genesis 3, 1 through 5. When the woman could have taken of the fruit that God said that she could. But we had the adversary, as we have today, said that you can eat of any tree you want. But the real deal was that God had told them what to do. And so she thought that since she was convinced to take of the fruit of the forbidden fruit. And we know the story after that.
Yes, sir.
Mistaken identity. Visionary imagination. When we take things on our own and not pray about it. I always pray about things, church, before I get into them. I want to know what to do and how to do it. I want to deal with the real deal. I don't want a mistaken identity. My brothers and my sisters, this message starts with a mistaken identity. Herod had beheaded John the Baptist. In the 14th chapter, and I know you can read it later on, he had heard of the mighty works that Jesus done. And he thought that John the Baptist had risen from the dead. Can I get a witness this morning?
Yes, sir.
Y'all gonna pray with me?
Amen.
Because John had told Herod about his marriage to his brother Philip's wife.
My Lord.
Now, as I investigated the scriptures, I hadn't found no divorcements. He just took his wife. The same thing David did. The same thing David did. So, you know, John said, you know, you've done wrong. It's not lawful for you to have this woman. So now, as my mind wandered, Herod's daughters, I don't know if he had eyes for the daughter or not, but she said, I'll dance for you if you take his head.
My.
What a bad thing to tell anybody. She got so angry at him because he told her the truth, the real deal.
Yes, sir.
That I'm just gonna, and you know, he was kind of fearful because he thought John was a prophet. And the people might have an uprising. God's gonna help me with this message. I know he is.
Amen.
Because I want you to see the real deal this morning. Amen. Tell your neighbor, I want to see the real deal. I want the real deal. And so he beheaded John the Baptist. And after he beheaded John the Baptist, the disciple came and got his body and buried his body and told Jesus. And Jesus went away to pray. Because you know that one time when John had sent a messenger to Jesus and asked him, was he the one? Or should they look for another? And so I imagine that in reading the scripture about when Mary carrying the baby and she got to her cousin's house, the Bible says the babies leaped for joy for one another. In other words, they identified one another. And at the River Jordan, when John said, I saw him coming, is the one. He's the real deal. That I'm not able to untie his shoe latches. And not only that, the heavens opened up when he dipped Jesus down into the water. And God said, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased with him. Can I get a witness this morning?
Amen.
And so, I'm going to speak a lot about the real deal. I want to get my message over the real deal. Because at the River Jordan, I'm not trying to be repetitive, but John saw him coming. One day I saw him coming. After I was in a world of sin, I saw him coming. And I got tired of living in the world of sin, and Jesus lifted me up out of the muck and mire and planted my feet on a solid foundation. Church, I'm talking about the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. Amen?
Yes, sir.
Now, Herod heard of the mighty works of Jesus. Jesus had been doing healing the sick and raising the dead. You know, he raised up Lazarus from the dead. He had heard of his mighty works. And he thought John had got up from the dead. But it was Jesus that was doing these mighty works. Glory to God. The Bible says after John was beheaded, the disciples took the body away and buried him. Jesus got the news. He got in on a boat and went to a place by himself. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Well, the crowd followed him. And he was moved with compassion, the Bible says. Any believers in the house, if you are, give God some praise this morning. Any believers believe that you believe in the real deal?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
This disciple, the one wanted to send the crowd away. Amen, somebody.
Yes, sir.
But late in the hour, the Bible says, something began to happen. You know, the Bible has everything that we want in it. It have all of our understandings in it. It have peace and mercy in it. I get a thrill when I read the Bible and see how God has brought his people from a mighty long ways. My brothers and my sisters, the sheep need not be scattered while they have the great shepherd, the real deal. Can I get a witness?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, when you have to go to or to go from, and it is better to be drawn by Christ by want and by less and less than not to come to him at all. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
I told the family yesterday, and I say this all to you, you're going to need the Lord in your life. I don't care what you do, wherever you go, you're going to need Jesus. There's going to come a time in the sick room when you're going to cry out for him. I tell this story. I told it to the Sunday school class. My wife was with me and four doctors in my eyes. I left one doctor and went to another doctor. They said, you're going to have to go tomorrow. I got to the place where I used to grumble and I hate to go to the doctor's office, but I end up in three doctors. Well, I skipped a day, and I had to go that Saturday. So I told my wife, I said, you know, I'm just burdened down and tired. She said, we're going to have to go because they wanted to find out if I had any irritations or anything behind my eyes, that any infection. So I sat there in the chair a while, and after a while, a man stepped in the room, an Afro-American doctor, 6'4", gave me so much inspiration when he looked at me and told me that no infection, Mr. Jackson.
Amen.
I felt like crying, I felt like shouting. Because I hadn't been with a doctor like that. I know that the Lord had sent him. I'm trying to talk about the real deal this morning. You know, I don't want to take from this pastor's story. It's a real life story. When he preached a sermon about a man believing, didn't believe in hell, but he believed in heaven. And so he got sick one day. And his condition got worse and worse. And they took him to the hospital. He began to sink down in his sickness. He got sicker and sicker. And well, he died. And as a pastor preached his sermon, I want to use his words. I want to try to use my modification of it. When he opened his eyes, he had felt something far hotter than any volcano eruption. And he recognized some people there. He said, "You don't want to come here, go on back." Y'all ever heard of people coming back after death? I have. They began to work on him in the hospital, and they made his heart to come back again. And so, as the story was told, he began to be a pastor, and he preached pastor for 30 years, and he preached about heaven and hell. I want to tell somebody this morning there is a hell, and there is a heaven. If you don't go to one, you're going to bust to one wide open. You're going to bust hell wide open. If you don't get to heaven, you're going to get to go to hell. There ain't no two ways about it. It's a real deal. And so, I had experience in the bar room when my days, I used to bar room hop. Yeah, I ain't been saved all my life. One time I walked in the bar room, I was shocked from my head to my toes. And I wanted a little nip, but I walked up to the bar. So this fellow walked up to me and said, "You won all the money last night, didn't you?" I said, "Mister, I don't gamble." He said, "Yeah, you do. You won all the money last night." So I knew the bartender. I said, "Man, tell this man that I don't gamble." He said, that's Jackson. He don't gamble." "Oh, I know he's the one." But he had what? A mistaken identity. I wasn't the one. I might have looked like the one. But you know what? I could have got killed. I could have done that, whoever it was. He could have pulled out a gun and shot me. You know, but the Lord saw that back then. He saw what I'm doing right now. Am I right about it? Can I preach to y'all this morning? Can I preach to y'all this morning? This same Jesus. This same Jesus is a sanctified, magnified, glorified Messiah whom God sent to save this world from burning hell. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, somebody.
Amen.
The text find him in preparation to heal the sick, to feed the multitude. Can I get a witness?
Yes.
Church, he's the real deal. I know there's some believers in the house, but give him some more praise.
Amen.
Give him some more praise.
Yes.
The Bible says they ate and they were filled. Check this out. 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Can you believe that? And not only that, they took up the fragments. 12 basketfuls. Ain't God all right?
Yes, sir.
Ain't God all right?
Yes, he is. Amen.
The Bible says 5,000 men beside the women and children. My brothers and my sisters, what Jesus did was a sacramental sacred influence. Anybody here this morning have been around a sacramental influence? Church, he intended it to convey the truth that the benefits that he as Messiah had come to bestow upon God's people was spiritual and not in a common way. Material and not in a common way. The disciples didn't understand at first. And Jesus questioned them And here's the fact about it. After he questioned them about the Pharisees and the Sadducees and their doctrine, he asked the question, I might ask you the question, who do men say that I am? Well, he asked the disciples that. Peter said, some say you John the Baptist. Some say you Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. But Jesus said, whom you say that I am? He said, you Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, flesh and blood didn't reveal that to you. Only my Father who is in heaven, he's the real deal. Well, the wise men didn't know him. They looked for the star to guide him. But he wasn't at the manger like the commercial says. They found him in the house in Matthew 2:11. Amen? Amen? My brothers and my sisters, my preaching moments compel me to tell somebody that this same Jesus came not only to do miracles, but to tell somebody that Jesus came to save souls. He saved mine, he can save your soul. There might be somebody here this morning. They might not know him from the friend part of this sin. Yeah. I stopped by to tell you, he's a rose of Sharon. Yeah. He's a white horse prancing in the valley. Yeah. Amen. He's a bread from heaven. Yeah. He's a rock in a weary land.
Come on.
The shelter in the time of the storm. Yeah. He's a way maker and a heart fixer. He's a mind regulator. Somebody give him some praise. He's a bridge over troubled water. He's my savior, my all in all. Ain't nobody like him. Amen. Somebody, well, I got to close this out. We got something else to do today. But the Bible says Jesus compelled them. And I couldn't find this nowhere. Maybe you can find it. Where Jesus made anybody to do anything. But the Bible said he compelled them, what? To sit down. To feed them.
Yes.
Well, he made the disciples, and he had a reason for that. Made them to get into the boat. To go to the other side of the lake. I know Jesus can do anything but fail. But when we went away to pray, somebody pray with me this morning. Because I don't know who I'm preaching to this morning. To tell about the real deal. Can I preach this morning if you are confused and think you're joining in vain? You can get it right this morning. The songwriter said, get right with God and do it now. He'll show you how. Down at the cross. Where Jesus shed his blood. Get right with God. Get right with God. Just call him. Call him and he will answer in a moment. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
He said, come. Can I get a witness? All you who have labored and all who are confused this morning, come. Now I'll give you rest.
That's right.
Well,
that's right.
The disciples, I don't think, wanted to leave him at the moment to go to the other side. But when you get to the other side of your journey, you'll find him there.
Yes.
Well, when they got on the boat to go to the other side, Jesus got up from his prayer. And the Bible says he saw them from the hill side. Well, the elements got angry. About 3:00 in the morning to 6:00. Somebody help me pray. And Jesus came walking over the sea. His wonder working power made the sea to hold him up. Why? He's the God of all creation and has the power, all power, the wind and to see obey him.
Yes, sir.
Can I get a witness?
Yes, yes.
The disciples didn't understand his power. They cried out in the fear, it's a ghost. Well, they had part of it right. He was full of the Holy Ghost. Amen,
yes,
somebody.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Jesus said, be of good cheer. It's me, it's I. Don't be afraid. Don't miss this. Peter said, Lord, if it's you. Now, I looked at that. He still didn't know who he was. If it's you, can I come out? Jesus said, yeah, come on. Come on out. And as he started coming out, he stretched forth his hand because he was sinking. Said, Lord, save me. The winds got angry and began to blow, and he began to sink. And he said, Lord, save me. Y'all ever said that? Lord, save me.
Yeah.
Well, he would have went right by. Yeah, he said, the Bible said he would walk right by. It's because of they were upset about feeding the 5,000. But Jesus can do anything. He's the real deal. So he stretched out his hand and caught him. He said, you had a little faith because you couldn't walk, Peter. Why did you doubt me? Why do we doubt him? Check this out. Peter was with him 3 years and didn't know him. The wind and the water not only held Jesus up, but the waters and the wind, they knew him and obeyed. Can I get a witness?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
He's God of all creation in my salvation. Yes, he is. If you know him, give him some praise this morning. The songwriter said, have not a friend like the lonely Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. None else could heal all our souls. No, not one. No, not one. Well, other than Jesus, no, all of our struggle. Well, other than he will fight for to the Number one, Jesus says, I am the true vine.
Yes, sir.
And ye are the branches.
Hello.
Figuratively, the vine is a symbol of prosperity and peace. It is the life source of the branches. We can't do anything without the vine.
That's right.
You know, we can't get our strength and our well-being without the vine.
That's right, amen.
Yeah.
All source of life come from the vine. He's the real deal.
Yes, sir.
And so, if you have any doubt about your strength and what you move about and have your being, you didn't do it yourself. You didn't get yourself up this morning. It was the Lord that got you up and started you on your way. It was the Lord that gave you a mind to think right and to act right and to pray right. It was the Lord that gave you a mind to come to the house of God this morning.
Yeah.
And so it is the vine. The Bible says we are the branches. We draw our strength from the vine. No root, no fruit. Amen, somebody.
I like that.
No root, no fruit.
Number two, I'm the good shepherd.
No fruit.
You know, the sheep can't make it without a shepherd. Y'all know that hook he got? When the sheep fall over in the ditch, he used that hook and put it, pull it around and pull them out of the ditch, you know. He's a good shepherd, you know. And there are bad shepherds and good shepherds, you know. And so I'm glad I got the good shepherd.
Amen.
I got the real deal this morning. You know why? He got me up this morning.
Yeah.
I know sometimes I don't feel like moving around and I ask for strength to keep on toiling. And I got a God above who gives me the strength to keep on tramping. I don't know about you, I'm tramping, trying to make heaven my home. I've been on the road a long time and I ain't tired yet. I'm trying to make heaven my home. I got a good shepherd. I got a shepherd who cares for me. The Lord said, the Bible says he's on the right hand of the Father praying for me. And I asked him to pray to send the Holy Ghost down this morning. All right, and those in the boat worship him saying, you are certainly God's son. It wouldn't have took all that for me to know who Jesus was, he is. If I'm around him, I know that he has the power, the wonder-working power, to heal, the super heal. I've been in many hospital rooms, in the sick bed. Jesus had lifted me out of the sick bed. And I know my Redeemer lives. Number three, I am the way. When you come to the point in your life to find out where you're going, just ask Jesus. He'll tell you the way to go. He'll tell you the right way to go. He'll give you the instruction you need this morning. Am I right about it?
Yes.
Tell your neighbor, I got the real deal.
Real deal.
I got the real deal this morning. And as I close this morning, my brothers and my sisters, this same Jesus is a real deal. He's a sinner's way to the Father and the heaven above. Amen, somebody. If you're looking, look to the hill from which coming your help. Your help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He is God magnified in the flesh. Amen. He is an atoning sacrifice and our advocate. Amen. He is the truth, fulfilling the prophecies. Amen. A savior, believing which sinners come by him. The way, amen. He's the life, whose life-giving spirit, the dead in sin and quickening, amen. The life, and taught by him as the truth, amen. To come by him as a way for prayer. Go to God our Father, amen. Somebody, amen, somebody. And his blessings come to us. This is the way that leads to rest, amen. The good way, he's the resurrection and the life. Can I get a witness this morning? He is God's only son sent down to 42 generations. No wonder the soldier at the cross cried out when Jesus spoke to his father, into your hands I commend my spirit. The soldier saw this when the all nation bowed their heads in proclamation of who he was. He said, certainly, I'm sure this was a righteous man. But I'll tell the dying world, he's Jesus, God's son. He's the only one that I bow down to. He's the only one that leads to glory. I feel like going home. I feel like going home. Though pride may come on every I feel like going home. Anybody in the audience feel like going home? I feel like going home. Hallelujah! Home. Hallelujah! I feel like going home. Those tribes, they may come. Oh. God a hand. Give him some praise. He's the real deal this morning. Give him some praise. Oh God, our Heavenly Father, the gospel has been preached. I've done what you commanded me to do. Lord, it's up to you to draw, because you said, Jesus, if I be lifted up from the earth, I draw all men unto me. Draw somebody this morning. Somebody that's tired of living in sin. Draw them to you. Save this soul before it's eternally too late. The doors of the church are open.